In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The Northwestern Mountains in Colorado are now facing three new wildfires, including one that forced new evacuations west of Longmont this weekend. Lou Cordova evacuated the Calwood Fire Saturday. She says at first she thought the smoke she saw from her back porch was another fire near Fort Collins.
It just looked like a bomb went off because it was just fuming and rolling and the winds were coming in, and it was awesome and terrifying at the same time.
The Calwood fire was less active Sunday. It's burned almost 9,000 acres and is 15% contained. The nearby Left Hand Canyon fire has burned more than 300 acres since it ignited Sunday. It's 4% contained. And the East Troublesome fire started Wednesday in Grand County and is now more than 12,000 acres and 10% contained. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is reassuring Coloradans they'll be able to vote safely and is warning against voter intimidation. Weiser says intimidation can include blocking voters from entering a polling place or dropping off a ballot in a box. He says it can also include yelling at a voter or giving false information.
Law enforcement takes this seriously. Voting intimidation, it's a crime and subject to prosecution.
Weiser says that anyone who witnesses or is a target of voter intimidation should contact their local law enforcement or county clerk. A new art installation in Aurora is hosting live performances from Pan-Asian artists. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Artist Sammy Lee has put together a series of events spotlighting inclusive subject matter in her exhibit, Remind Me Tomorrow. For all of October, the People's Building in Aurora will host sculpture, theater, and dance from the artists in collaboration with other people and groups. And from October 29th through the 31st, Denver's Circo de Nada will perform for both virtual and in-person audiences. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Expect widespread smoke around Boulder until around midnight tonight. Mostly cloudy skies across Metro Denver, lows in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy and just a few degrees cooler in the Springs. Around Vail, clear skies and lows in the lower 30s. Right now it's 60 degrees in Denver, 71 in Palisade. This is CPR News.